This is the beginning of our kind of calendar year. This is a returning. This is a coming together. And as many times as I've wanted to replace this song, I am not able to. It's a very special song for me. Reminds me of everything that I really hold dear to this community. It's about bringing people together, bringing new faces, bringing new energy, bringing folks together. This is Mary Beth and Brad. This is Jerry and Greg and Stephen and Betsy and Eric on euphonium. On euphonium. So if you don't know what a euphonium is, now you do.
It's the other string.
That's right.
Strings are handed here.
This is a great song for taking a picture, so please do. Ready? May your journey flow like water.
People come together. Seed, a story of beginnings, by Carol Martinoxo, illustrated by Joy Troyer. Have you ever watched a seed grow? Have you ever noticed how it begins so small, so still, so quiet? Like a gift waiting to be opened. And how slowly it wakes up, begins to unfold, growing into something larger and larger and larger. Then you know that whatever comes from a seed usually ends up looking very little like the seed it came from. Which is also true of the very first seed. Once, long, long ago, way back before the beginning, so long ago, there was no such thing as time, because there was no one there to count it. Everywhere was a huge, deep, mysterious place. Like something waiting to happen. There were no stars, no sun or moon. There was no place like Earth, not a drop of water, or a single tree, or rock or flower, and no living beings anywhere. But in that deep waiting space was hidden the tiniest point of something no bigger than a seed. It was not a flower seed. It was not an elm tree seed. It was not a seed of corn, although all those things were included in the seed. You might call it an everything seed, because that is what it became. No one knows where that first seed came from, or how it was planted, or how it knew, in the way that only seeds seem to know, how long to wait for just the right moment to sprout and grow. But all at once, this tiny seed, cradled and nourished in the rich soil of space, woke up, broke open, and began to unfold. Unfolding. Unfolding. And blossoming forth into an enormous, blazing ball of bright light. Like a great grandmother sun. And the universe was born. Out fluttered the galaxies like a storm of snowflakes swirling and gathering into the brightest, most blindingly beautiful clouds of stars. And out of those star clouds whirled our own star, the one we call the sun. And our Earth, and the Moon, and all the round spinning planets we have learned how to name. And this is the secret of that tiny seed. You and I were there in the very beginning. just as the idea for each leaf on a big oak tree lies hidden inside an acorn. We were there with all the stars and planets, all the rocks and oceans and plants and animals and people. Everything that is now or ever was or ever will be was inside that first tiny seed. So whenever you hold a seed in your hand and wonder what it could become, imagine how you and all that is here once came from the tiniest speck of an everything seed before it sprouted and grew long, long ago in the way back beginning of time. Now, if this was an ordinary story, it would end right there. But the story of the universe keeps unfolding. What once began in a blazing blossom of light continues every day. New stars sprout open in the deep soil of space. New plants and animals appear on Earth. Seeds of many kinds are scattered all over the earth to help us remember. And new people are born every day with the spark of that first light still alive and burning deep inside, waiting. Like the everything seed, to shine in ways that are yet to be known.
We will now have time for a musical meditation. And it's going to be offered by the group Humanists, and our own Laurel Allen Forrest is a member of that group. And they will soon, you will get more information about them. They're going to be doing a fundraiser soon for immigrant justice. We all shine in ways yet to be known. We sparkle like sun on water with life. We are water-filled, filled with life-giving water, water older than life, water flowing in us and through us, connecting us to all life, water falling, water flowing to the sea. Thank you. So this congregation gathers all year long. But because our UU ancestors followed the academic school year schedule, we conceive of September as our beginning, the beginning of the church year. And this is the time when we come together intentionally, like scattered drops of water, remembering and noticing that we are more together. We come together as creative children of a creative universe, full of possibilities, imagining lives and futures filled with peace, love, happiness, and connections for all people and all living things. We're using themes this year in worship again, and chalice circles, and also this year religious education. And themes allow us to dive more deeply into concepts we might not otherwise consider that can help us grow spiritually and ethically. This year our theme is vision. This month our theme is vision. And vision means to see. Vision can also mean to see what is beyond what we can physically see, to envision, to imagine new possibilities. We are birthed from a creative universe, and we are able to imagine something different than what is before us. With all the wondrous species that share this planet with us, for some reason, humans are the ones that can envision what is not there. We can imagine. We can do things differently than we did before. I am enough of an artist to draw freely upon my imagination, said Albert Einstein. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. While we all have imaginations, we notice that some people seem to imagine more deeply, more creatively. And why is that? Scientists say that those with the best imaginations are more open to experience their own and to others. And from that openness, they discover connections and they create new possibilities. We can do this alone, and we can do this together as a community. We can be open to our experience and other people's experience, and by dreaming, conversing, and playing, imagine new ways of being. The takeaway is, together we are powerful. I'm going to read a poem, Piglet Song, by Benjamin Hoff, who is a white author and a native of Portland from Sylvan, just up the road. And he's also the alma mater of my alma mater, the Evergreen State College. Let's find a way today that can take us to tomorrow. We'll follow that way, a way like flowing water. Let's leave behind the things that do not matter, and we'll turn our lives to a more important chapter. Let's take the time and try to find what real life has to offer. And maybe then we'll find again what we had long forgotten. Like a friend true till the end, it will help us onward. The sun is high, the road is wide. It starts where we are standing. No one knows how far it goes, for the road is never ending. It goes away, beyond what we have thought of. It flows away, away, like flowing water. So I want us just to take a moment to imagine the way that your own life might be flowing, or the way the congregation might be flowing. What is the call for your heart or your spirit right now, for yourself and all of us? We will have some moments of quiet reflection. So we will now join together in water communion. Water represents your journey, physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever kind of journey that you are on. As you pour water into the bowl before you, it will combine with others. For a droplet of water alone has no color, writes Reverend Gary Kowalski, a white UU minister. It remains clear and translucent, almost invisible. But in combination, the many drops together can create a brightly varied rainbow, unseen realities made real and present for all to witness. We are going to begin this ceremony with water from communion's past. Bringing together water from journeys has been part of the in-gathering ceremonies at WOOF for many, many years. This water reminds us of the connection to those who have walked before us, have built this space and held it so we can be here today. And it represents the way that we hold this space for future generations. This congregation flows through us into the future. I am now going to take water from our shared water, because we are so blessed in this congregation to have a new playground. And so we are going to take this water directly after service. I'm going to walk right out of here, and I'm going to walk over to the playground that's there to bless it. And I would love to have all of you join me. We especially want to honor the people in this congregation who made that playground possible, which was so many of you, because there was a paddle raise last year at the auction, which raised an exceptional amount of money so that we could build this playground. And I especially want to call out Van Aske, who pretty much singly masterminded getting the old playground taken down in a way. And we just want to honor that for our children. So we're going to bless it with the water, the commingled water of our community. As soon as I do the benediction and we sing our closing words, I'm just going to walk out with the water, and I hope you join me.
Where's Van? I saw her.
She's at Van. I saw Van, yes.
Yeah.
She'll be there, I hope. If you see her, make her go. All right. I will now do our benediction. Our closing words are by Cale Rice, a white UU minister who was my intern supervisor. It starts with a drop and then a trickle, a burble, a rush of water bubbling towards its destination, and finally the wide, endless sea. All rivers run to the sea. Today you brought water, and you poured it in a common bowl, and though our experiences have differed, these waters mingle, signifying our common humanity. Today you came, and you all shared in this sacred community and this sacred space. So may you depart, hearts filled with hope for new beginnings, a fresh start. Go forth, but return to this community where rivers of tears may be shed, where dry souls are watered, where your joy bubbles, where your life cup overflows, where deep in your spirit you have found a place, home. All rivers run to the sea.